I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. If you're looking for a great day trip as summer approaches, you need to get yourself to French Creek in the West Virginia Wildlife Center. We'll talk a little more about that opportunity right after this. Part 2 of the DNR Report in 3, 2, 1. The West Virginia Wildlife Center in Upshur County makes for a great outing for a family. Visitors get an opportunity to see examples of nearly all of the wildlife that is or at one time was widely distributed across the state. Manager Rob Sylvester says just as they see young animals out there in the wild, same goes inside the center.
We've got some young buffalo this year. Our elk are probably just about ready to give birth. They usually give birth in about the first couple weeks in June. And then, of course, we have deer, fawns, and some other things that's going on here at the center. So, you can also an opportunity to come and see Young of the Year here at the center as well.
Of all the exhibits, Sylvester says there are two that stand out to most visitors.
We got two animals here that really do draw a lot of attention. Of course, our otter exhibit has always been one of the favorites of many of the people to come here, and it was built in 1992, and it gives you an opportunity to see these animals not only above water but below water. You can actually watch them swim underneath in the pool. Another animal that's getting a lot of attention this year is the fisher. This is an exhibit that we put in a couple years ago. The fisher is a fur-bearer mammal here in West Virginia. It is. It was reintroduced back in the 70s, and it's not well thought of, or it's not seen a lot by individuals in West Virginia. They are a nocturnal animal. They live in higher elevations in our state. But you can actually come here and have a chance to see one up close.
And the layout of the center is designed especially to make it a leisurely stroll through a West Virginia forest.
It's about a mile and a quarter. It takes most people about 45 minutes to an hour to leisurely walk through. We have areas where they can rest if the grandparents are bringing the grandchildren.
And for those coming to the Wildlife Center, it's almost become an annual event for many.
Here a couple years ago, was the one that was really intriguing to me was it was the fifth generation. I mean, they were bringing the great-grandkids back, and then the great-grandparents actually came here as kids. So.
And the center is open year-round, but with school years winding down, a lot of field trips are visiting the center, so this is their busiest time of the year. I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.